It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program's made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. One of the legends of Mississippi blues music is Bill Hallinman Perry. Bill's career covered over 60 years. He performed with the likes of Freddie King, Cash McCall, T-Bone Walker, Johnny Taylor, just to name a few. And Bill's music has been featured in movies, TV shows, radio stations here in the United States and internationally. But 2 months ago, after he and his family came back to Mississippi from performing in Africa, Bill Hallinman Perry passed away. He left a legacy, which includes a lot of incredible recordings going back to the 60s and memories of some great concerts. Today on the Blues and Arts Hour, a tribute to one of Mississippi's greats, Bill Hallinman Perry. And we're privileged to have with us on the program Bill's daughter, Shiro, or Shy, and Bill's son, Bill Perry Jr. Shy, Bill, welcome to the program, and thanks for taking time to be with us today.
What's going on, my guy? How you doing? Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, Bill, you and your dad were on the program, I think, about in October. And, Bill, you were featured just a few weeks ago. And I appreciate you coming back because I tell you what a guy. I was talking to you before the program. I never met Bill, your dad, Bill, and Shy, but I wish I had. Very humble guy. And from what all I have understood from people that I've talked to, just really an amazing person.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I appreciate you saying that, man. Really kind words there and stuff. And he was, man. You know, it's really great to hear these kinds of things. And people just, you know, the outpouring love and respect and admiration for him, you know, it just, you know, it's a testament to the life that he lived, you know, because, you know, we all don't know what people are going to say about us once we leave, as it were, right?
Right.
And everybody's saying all this beautiful stuff about him. So, you know, it's a testament to the kind of life that he lived.
And Shy, you, Bill, and your dad, y'all were performing in Africa back in May, came back. I understand y'all got a standing ovation at the International Jazz Festival in Angola. Shy, talk about that. That must have been an incredible experience for all of you.
Oh, yes, it really was. And thank you for the introduction. It was really beautiful. My dad, you know, no matter what, he can bring them on their feet. And he put his everything into that show. I mean, like, literally, he put his everything into that show. And I'm very proud of him. And, you know, my dad is always going to be my dad. And, you know, he was on stage. He had great moments. And then there were times when he was complaining about the sound. And, you know, it's like dad is old school. He'll let you know, when he wants something fixed. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just looking back on stuff like that. And I have to, you know, smile and laugh. I'm like, well, that's my dad. That's how he was. And And it's funny to me, you know, after, like, there was this one time he told the sound guy, hey, you know, my guitar, you need to do something about this. And then next thing you know, at the end of the show, it's like, standing ovation, we love you, we love you. So it's like, no matter what, I think Dad just absolutely being himself, people saw not just the raw talent that he had and the unique voice that he had, mm-hmm. but when they got to know him, his personality stood out just as much. And I believe that is just as important because, you know, like how Billy was saying, you know, you want people to speak well on you. And everybody talks about how he touched them, mm-hmm. you know, as a person.
Yeah.
You know, he was always kind. He always had a smile on his face. He was always joking. You know, I mean, Dad is the kind of person that would share, you know, the shirt off his back, you yeah. know, he would do what he could to help, and I'll forever love him. Yeah. I'm sorry. No. I don't mean to cry.
It's okay. I'll tell you what, the last album he did was Thankful for the Blues, appropriately entitled, and it features you, Shy. I want to play a track right now. This is the title track from the album, Thankful for the Blues, Bill Hallinman Perry.
another story in this song. Now dig it. As we travel around the world, doing what we love to do, that's Plan the Blue, y'all. That's why every day I have to say I'm thankful for the blues. Oh, yeah. Now dig it. The blues help me to be what I wanted to be, like being in the movies and in documentaries and on TV. Oh, that's why every day I have to say I'm thankful for the blues.
Bill Hallinmet Perry, Thankful for the Blues. On today's Blues and Arts Hour, a tribute to one of Mississippi's greats, Bill Hallinmet Perry. And Bill, in how can people find out more about your dad and his music?
And you know, I just have to say this really quick. And Dad truly was thankful for the blues, and he was thankful for music. I mean, music was his whole life, and he passed that on to us, the passion and the love for music and entertainment, you know, because Dad was, you know, in a movie, he was in documentaries, so it's like he went the whole nine yards when it came to entertainment, but music was his love, and mm-hmm. It was his first love, and it was his main love
yeah.
when it came to that, and so I'm so thankful that, you know, it's been extremely hard to look at pictures, and I just recently started, you know, looking at pictures and stuff and doing stuff like this interview and all of this has been very helpful
yeah.
with, you know, helping me, you know, mm-hmm. with that. you know, knowing that my dad has so much immortalized his music, his images, videos of him performing overseas, going back to the 60s, we could see him young, you know, mm-hmm. handsome young man. Dad was very handsome. So, you know, I'm saying all that to say I'm very thankful for this also. And I'm thankful that he has music available. You can find it Actually, I just found out yesterday that it's not on Spotify. I thought it was. I'm going to check into that and see why it's not on there. But it's on Apple Music. It's on iHeartRadio and different streaming services like that. Mm-hmm. You can buy a digital copy on Bandcamp. And you can also buy the actual CD from me. You can go on his website, which I just recently bought a domain name. And it hasn't went through yet, unfortunately. But you can find me on Facebook and talk to me about getting a CD. And, you know, we'll arrange that and everything. But if you get it online, you have to look on his Facebook page and you'll see, or my Facebook page,
okay,
and you'll see his website address. I can't remember it right now. It's something like Bill Hallimad Perry at GoDaddy.com or something, you know. But this CD, Thankful for the Blues, is on there. But his last CD, Perry Music Heals the Soul, I still have to put that on there. And we had a GoFundMe. So before, you know, about a year ago, my dad had some T-shirts made with that same title and logo. It's really his logo now on there, called Perry Music Heals the Soul. So you can get his T-shirts, you can get hats, you can get his music.
It's out there.
He even has some stickers.
Shy, we're going to have to take a break. Our time now is 18 minutes after 9. We've got Bill Perry Jr. and Shy Perry on the line, a tribute to their dad, Bill Hallimad Perry. I'm Jim Thorne. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to Fusion Coffee House, locally owned and one-of-a-kind Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland, 19 after 9. We're back. It's 23 minutes after 9. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour. In today's program, we're featuring actually a tribute to one of Mississippi's great blues artists, Bill Hallimad Perry. And with us on the program, we have Bill Jr. and daughter Shy. A little bit kind of fast, well, go back a little bit, Shy and Bill. You know, I know your dad was raised in the Mississippi Delta, very humble beginnings. And I don't think we can really understand how humble and, you know, what he went through then. But he then moved to Chicago, gained a lot of popularity there, and went by the name of Billy Easton. Bill, you want to comment on that particular era?
Oh, yeah. I just, before Billy comments, I just want to make a correction. He was actually wasn't born in the Delta. He was born in the Hills. So
okay.
it was like the Hill Country. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say that as well and everything. And, you know, it had to be really careful with, you know, certain things that are, you know, like was said, like dad, because I think my dad said certain things that were misconstrued and stuff like that. So, you know, this would be good to, you know, like me and Shadis did, you know, make some corrections.
Yeah.
Because there's a big difference between being raised in the Delta and the Hill Country.
That's right.
You
yeah.
know, it's all Mississippi at the end of the day, but the kind of music that influences you.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was influenced by Hill Country, but he was into a blues guy that was more Delta blues, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ned Bowles, right? That was the name?
Well, I remember Dad saying that he had, like, this Robert Johnson kind of feel, so you can imagine it like that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
But down in Chicago, I mean, he gained a pretty good amount of popularity there, didn't he?
Yeah, you know... my dad, he started off like kind of really gaining ground as a gospel musician,
mm-hmm.
and was starting to make headways and stuff, you know, amongst the gospel scene there in Chicago. So, you know, he joined a lot of pivotal bands that were, you know, the height of the gospel music scene at that time, the Violent Heirs, the Cliffs of Calvary, the Salem Travelers, and a few others. And, you know, he got real popular amongst that and everything and traveled around. And just to kind of compress it, since, you know, we're doing this in increments, you know, he eventually got in with, you know, like soul and R&B artists and stuff and blues artists. And he was also doing a lot of session work for a lot of various musicians. So, you know, it went from gospel and then it flew into a lot of other realms.
Right, because he ended up working with Fontella Bass. And he wrote some songs for her, and, you know, there's other stories of songs that he was able to acquire that Fontella Bass ended up doing that, you know, was real important to the person that wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, there's like this really great story in our family. When my brother was born, when my mom went into labor, my dad was actually in the studio recording with Fontella Bass.
Okay.
So my dad was freaking out and everything. I'm sorry. He was supposed to go into the studio because he was at home, and he completely forgot they had a telephone. So he ran down the street screaming, "Does anybody have a telephone? You know, my wife's in labor." And all that. The telephone's right there in the house.
That's great.
So it was one of those kind of scenarios that, you know, you hear about fathers going crazy. But when mom went into labor, you know, dad went on ahead and went into the studio, and he found out he had a boy. While he was in the studio, they called dad up, and everybody was like celebrating. And then I think somebody even lit a cigar for him. And so they were celebrating right there with Fontella Bass. And of course, when the session was over, you know, he went, you know, however, you know, he went and saw Billy or some kind of way they ended up together.
That's
but
great.
Him and my mom have been together for 56 years. And really, I like to say 57 because it was the year that they were together before they got married.
Yeah, wow, that's a great
story. That story Shai told, if I'm not mistaken, you know, Fontella Bass was predominantly known for the song Rescue Me.
Uh-huh.
And I believe they put that out as a single, a 45 back in the day. And the song that they were working on, I believe, was on the B-side of that particular hit track.
Wow.
So whatever the B-side is to Rescue Me, I believe that's the song that was being worked on and stuff when I was born.
That's
and
great.
My dad was in was a part of that session.
Yeah.
That's great. I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to play a song from that era. He went by the name of Billy Easton and recorded some really dynamic tunes there. And I want to play one called I Was a Fool. That be all right with y'all?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. If you don't mind really quick, I would like to say this one was a really big song for him, and it played all through Illinois and the surrounding states. So he was pretty well known for this song, and I think this was the first label that he was signed to. I believe it was Fantasy Records.
All right. Well, let's enjoy it. I think our folks are really going to like this one. Billy Easton, a.k.a. Bill Hallin Mad Perry, and I Was a Fool.
You were so gone.
All right, that's Billy Easton. Of course, Bill, Hal, and Matt Perry. I was a fool to say I didn't care for you. Great song, Bill and Shy. And I'll tell you what, he had the chops back then, too. I mean, he could really sing as a young man.
Oh, man, look, it's funny you say that because, you know, towards the end there, where he hits that really high note there.
Yeah.
And but, you know, we were sitting here trying to go through our minds. I was trying to remember what year that was recorded. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you got that information before you. You would think, being a son, I'd have it right before me right now.
I think it was either 67 or 68, but I want to know the exact year because we're trying to figure out how old he was.
Yeah, yeah, he was a young man then. Hey, listen, we're going to take a break for our CBS News update. Folks, y'all stay tuned. A great show, a tribute to one of Mississippi's great blues musicians, artists, singers, and family man, Bill, Hal, and Matt Perry, our very special guest on the line right now, Bill Perry Jr. and Shy Perry. I'm Jim Thorne. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Y'all stay with us. Welcome back. It's 22 minutes until 10. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour. On today's program, a tribute to Bill Hallinmad Perry, who passed away this past May. 60-year career. What an incredible career. On the line, we have his daughter, Shy, and also Bill Jr. Bill and Shy, I know y'all worked a good deal with your dad together, and that had to be an experience. I know maybe a little tension here and there, but Bill, let me start with you first. What was your experiences like working with your dad?
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, I learned how to be a professional musician because of him. And, you know, now it sustains me in life. You know, I initially started off, you know, we lived in Los Angeles, you know, like most kids in my youth and stuff. You know, I'm a Gen Xer, so, you know, I wanted to be a rapper. You know, it was the music that made its first impression on my life, on something I wanted to, you know, get involved in. But, you know, I was just kind of doing my own little whatnot and stuff here and there. I never did anything really, you know, major or even anything underground with it, just a lot of recordings. So you fast forward just to kind of skip really big time, and, you know, to meet the Perrys, our family moving here and to Mississippi. And then in 93, we started the family band. And I learned how to play keyboard in that project, you know, as far as like actually, you know, starting to get my chops up. You know, my dad teaching me, he was the first person that told me about like summon chords and such, blues scales, the pentatonic scale, and, you know, how they all relate to one another, you know. But actually, just to say real quick, and then I'm going to let my sister say what she was influenced, you know, what got her going on it. The first instrument that my dad actually taught me on was bass.
Okay.
Funny enough, I always like to kind of throw that out there. No doubt.
All right, Shy, how about you? Working with your dad, I know you and your dad did a lot of concerts together over the last few years. What was that like?
Oh, well, you know, I have to say I'm just thankful to God for it. You know, everything Billy said, you know, dad, you know, he taught me, I taught myself how to play bass, keyboard, mm-hmm. but he taught me everything I know, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And he, you know, always encouraged me and believed in me. And, you know, I think about other things like being out on the road and, you know, those long nights, you know, just in the middle of nowhere and it's dark out there and it's just him and me and we're talking and talking and talking. And I did a lot of the driving because I wanted my dad to sit back and relax. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you did enough driving in your life. It's time for you to relax. Let me do the driving.
Yeah.
So I took that on myself. And, you know, I'm just like him. I was actually really good at it. And I could have been a truck driver, you know. I was really good at staying awake. Yeah. But, you know, there were some long nights on the road crisscrossing across the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad always was right there.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't the kind of person that will fall asleep in the car because he's like, hey, you know, I trust you, but I don't trust you that much. Because he's used to the, you know, driving and stuff. But at the same time, you know, it's like he was doing, you know, his part in making sure that, you know, I stayed awake and just all of the late night talks of hearing his stories and back in the day and hearing about his dreams and his hopes and dreams for me and his family and, you know, the things that he wanted out of life. That's why I know so much about where to pick up and what to do at this point when it comes to him, because like we talked about it all the time, and I'm thankful for things like that. You know, I'm thankful for being on stage with him and having all of those experiences and memories. And, you know, my dad, you know, he was pretty funny, you know, even at times when he wasn't funny, it was like so corny that it made it funny, you know. And he would get on stage and he couldn't really dance, but he said all the rhythm was in his, you know, guitar hands and arms and all that. But so he couldn't really dance. So he used to get his leg and just kind of twist his leg back and forth. And he would look at me and start doing that dance. And then I would do a dance towards him. And we had some good times.
That's great.
You know, and it's like nothing is perfect. Like you said, you know, it's like, we definitely had our moments of, you know, hitting heads in the end.
Well, listen, let's do this, Shy.
It's like, I'm thankful for all of it because it helped shape me to become the person who I am. And I'm thankful for the person that I am and the dreams that he put into me and the belief that I have in myself because of him and my mom. You know, I don't ever want it to seem like it was just all dad, because mom was right there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's do this. I want to play a song. This is from the latest album, Thankful for the Blues, and it is featuring Shy with her dad, Bill Hallin Mad Perry. Here we go.
Tell y'all a little story in this song. I've been singing the blues for a long time, but let me tell you, I'm not tired yet. I've been singing the blues for a mighty long time. See, the blues road is rough, Lord knows it's tough, ha. But I'm not tired yet. You see, I've been playing the blues for even longer time. For even longer time, but I'm not tired yet. You see, the blues road is rough, Lord knows it's tough, but I'm not tired yet. Come on, play it with me, Bob.
All right, Bill Hallin, Matt Perry, I'm Not Tired Yet. That's also featuring Shy. And Bill, were you on that one too, on that album?
I don't think so. There's
Billy was on it. We recorded that in Vicksburg, and Dad took us all down there.
Okay.
I'm Not Tired Yet. Yeah, that's that. Thankful for the Blues album.
That's right, yeah. Hey, listen,
yeah,
we're going to take a break and come back for our final segment, wrap things up. Our very special guest is Bill Perry Jr. and Shy Perry. the children of one Bill Hallinmat Perry, and what a legacy he has left us. Passed away this past May. Continuing with the Blues and Arts Hour, my name is Jim Thorne. I want to thank the longtime sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to Fusion Coffee House, locally owned, one of a kind, right there in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Stay with us, 12 minutes until 10 o'clock. All right, we're back, and my name's Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Today, a special program, a tribute to Bill Hallinmat Perry, our very special guest on the line. We have Bill Jr. and also his sister, Shy. Guys, I want to ask you this. You know, your dad left a legacy. So many people remember him as just a wonderful man, a wonderful musician and artist. But what would you like folks to remember best about your dad? Shy, you want to go first on that one?
He was a warm, kind person who, you know, loved children, and he wanted to pass on his knowledge. You know, he had dreams and goals, and he set out to make them come true. And, you know, he was an original, unique, one-of-a-kind person, and I know that we are, and I'm proud. I know that we all are, but I'm proud of the things that, you know, he said that he was going to do in his life from when he was a child, and he set out to accomplish. Yeah. And I think that that's something that we can all take away. You know, he never gave up on his dreams, and he always followed through and stuck with his word, and people knew that they could count on him. Yeah. He was very dependable.
Bill, how about you? Any thoughts on that?
My sister, yeah, Shara just pretty much covered everything right there. And, you know, the one thing about my dad, he loved to entertain. You know, he loved making people laugh, funny enough. Even though he played music, he always tried to, you know, crack all these crazy jokes on stage. He loved making people laugh. And I find myself now at this stage of my life where, you know, it's always been this way, but even more so, it's more important for me to entertain people and really doing that more than anything else that I do about this. Like, you know, of course I want to achieve success and thus and so, as far as, you know, economic viability to it. But I truly love to entertain, and it's not about the money. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing about my dad. It wasn't about the money. He genuinely loved to entertain people.
Mm-hmm. And he wanted to make the money.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, to be clear, of course. He wanted to make the money.
I had to joke about that.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, Pop is probably joking about that. Like, hey, don't make it seem like I was a cheapskate. Man. Like,
hey, Shy, I want to give you an opportunity. Tell our listeners what's coming up, and maybe some things that might be in the works to help us remember your dad.
Yes, we're actually going to meet with several different people that can help us along the way with this. But we're talking about getting my dad his own blues marker in Oxford, you know, just to commemorate his life. And, you know, he's on 3 blues markers, mm-hmm. but there are other things that are involved with the blues markers too, other people or maybe songs or something. But this one, I want to, you know, just honor him. And another way that, you know, we're going to keep his memory alive is by, you know, having a biography made about him. Mm-hmm. And this guy is working on that now. And that's one of the things I'm going to, you know, do my best to make sure. I'm not just going to have it uploaded online. You know, we're going to really shop it around and stuff to make sure it gets out there so people can see it. And not only if they learn about him for the first time, you know, they'll remember him from, you know, being familiar with him anyway. And his music, you know, he has this one song that actually he wrote it back in the day when the disco era was really, you know, popular. And the song was called Down at the Disco, and he spelled the T-H-U, Down at the Disco. And that version still gets airplay, and he would get royalty checks from it.
Yeah.
But he remade that, into a song called Mississippi. So it's a beautiful song with the same kind of riff. It has like this funky thing to it, because that was really how my dad was in the end. You know, it's like my dad was a blues guy, but he was a musician in the end. Mm-hmm. He had like this funk thing about himself too. And with that song, I would really love to see it become like the Mississippi State song.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm going to do, and me and my family, not just me, we're going to do what we can to talk to the appropriate people to see what, you know, what we can do to make that happen. And there are other things in the works about, you know, his birthday and different things to commemorate on his birthday, different festivals in his honor. And so it's a lot to do, and I don't expect things to happen right away. I know a lot of things are going to take time. But, yeah, those are the goals that we have right now to at least get started. And then hopefully it will snowball into its own, you know, life.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill and Shy, it's been such a joy having you all on the program today. And what a legacy your dad has left us all. Bill, Hal, and Matt Perry. Want to thank you both for being on the program. And we'll stay in touch. How about that?
Yeah, sounds good, my guy.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate this. Thank you so much for letting us talk about our dad and me being emotional and everything, because I'm going to let it out. And, you know, it's like I truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for what y'all done. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to Fusion Coffee House, locally owned and one of a kind. On Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland, I'm Jim Thorne. Until next week, again, thank you for listening. God bless.
Story in this song. Now dig it. As we travel around the world, doing what we love to do, that's Plan the Blue, y'all. That's why every day I have to say I'm thankful for the blues. Oh yeah, now dig it. The blues help me to be what I wanted to be, like being in the movies and in documentaries and on TV. That's why every day I have to say